Welcome to Win with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? Success in business most often comes down to hard work, not by silver bullets and quick fixes. It's knowing where to focus that hard work that's key to winning. Join sales prospecting expert and three-time seven-figure business founder Carrie Richardson and managing partner of R&R Consulting and former owner of Doberman Technologies, Ian Richardson, for radical honesty regarding strategic planning, accountability, and execution that will get you the systematic results you're working toward. Let's get into today's episode. Thought leader and your host, Carrie Richardson.
I'm Ian Richardson and your host from Richardson & Richardson Consulting, and I'm excited to dive in today with Sierra Chase. Sierra is the CEO and founder of Next Level Services. NLS is a nationwide call center focused on the IT managed services space, as well as the IT channel that supports those MSPs. NLS specializes in setting qualified appointments for companies in the IT channel space, and Sierra has been in the call center business for going on 6 years now and is winding up her second year as CEO of Next Level Services, and what a wild ride it's been. Welcome, Sierra.
Thank you, Ann. I'm happy to be here.
We're super happy and excited to have you here. Let's go ahead and dive right in. When we spoke before the recording, you had shared your mission statement with me, and the mission statement at Next Level Services is to grow businesses and people. You had mentioned a core focus of that if you're growing, your clients are growing. There's a focus on growth throughout everything you guys are doing there. Tell me about that. What drives that focus on growth for all?
Well, it's actually personal. I started out as a waitress back in the day, and I started my life over in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I met Carrie Simpson, who started me into this career as an entry-level caller, and I worked my way up from entry-level caller to office manager to a seat on the executive team, all in a four-year time period. So I had a very fast growth in my career. So when I talk to employees in their interview and training, I tell them, when we grow, you grow, because honestly, I don't care about their past. I only care about where they're going and what they want to do with their life. Because for me, I would have never found a passion in telemarketing and talking to people and helping them grow their business. But it is my passion. It is my passion to see my clients grow their MRR every month and to close their first deal that we send over to them. And it's a privilege to see my employees buy their first car, buy their first house, where in their past that wouldn't have been possible. So when we talk about growth with clients and our employees, it's our main focus, because the employees is the heartbeat of the company. And if they're growing, they're going to help their clients grow. And I am privileged to say that I've seen people move into their first house, buy their first car, have extra money because they're hitting their bonuses to get their hair done. And it's watching them go from callers scared to pick up that phone call to setting appointments right, left and right. It's amazing to see them become the person they want to be. And even if telemarketing isn't their end goal, we are helping them gain skills to go to their next step, and we help them go to their next step. And that is an honor to do.
What an amazing opportunity to help enable people to recognize their potential. I remember in my former life, one of the lines that I would say over and over and over again at the start of each new employee's career at that organization was, if you give me 2 years, I'll give you a career in IT. And I can tell that it's how much passion comes across when you talk about it, that you have the same passion for enabling people a career in professional sales for organizations. And that's got to be incredibly rewarding.
It is. I have been rewarded in many ways. When I had when the call center in Las Vegas was sold and I moved back to my hometown, I actually bought my childhood house. So when I talk about growth, I tell that story because 5 years ago when I was visiting for Christmas, I talked to the previous owner of the house and I said, I'll be back and I'll be buying this house from you. And it happened 5 years later. So it's an amazing feeling to reach your goals and also help clients and employees reach their goals.
Yeah, no, that ability to see things come full circle is so rewarding in so many ways. Thinking about challenges, one of the things that we always find that's important right now to a business is the business challenge that someone's focused or working on. What's the big challenge in your world that you've got your laser focus on for Next Level Services? What are you working through right now?
Right now, we are evolving to the new world. A lot of companies stayed remotely, and also there is inflation, there's staffing shortages. So we're evolving around understanding that the owners of business can't commit to dates and times for appointments. So we're evolving to a point where we're finding ways for our clients to still get the same leads and same appointments, just in different fashion. So if somebody wants a callback, is best time maybe before hours or after hours, we're communicating and being transparent with the clients to say, hey, here's the leads information. They said you could call at this time, they'll be available. And with the short staffing, we are listening to their issues and coming up with ways on how to help them through that so that they can get these solutions to help their clients, because security is a big issue right now because hackers have nothing better to do and they're targeting all types of businesses. So when we're talking to a managed service provider, we're talking about that security, and we understand their time is valuable because of the staffing shortages that are happening. And we are accommodating to their needs and making sure they have the same availability to hear about the cybersecurity solutions or the managed servicing offerings in different ways.
So what I'm hearing through that is it sounds like a couple of key skills that you're driving home with your team is around listening and consistency, kind of that ability to hear in the conversation, hey, I've got some interest in this potentially, or there might be an opportunity here, but it has to be able to fit in to my world. I have to be able to have a post 5 p.m. or a pre 8 a.m. meeting to be able to talk about this because I'm just too busy during the day. And even hearing about that busyness and being able to explore that pain point, would you say that listening and consistency are kind of two of your team's superpowers?
Oh, yes, 100%. Follow up and follow through. That is a big point that we're driving to our team, because that pipeline is the gold at the end of the rainbow. You have to be consistent and follow up and listen to the prospects' needs and pain points, because they are experiencing these struggles in the world right now. And we have to be able to not be pushy and not push them to a time that they will most likely miss because of their availability. So We listen, we make sure that we get the times that they are more available to have a conversation with us and follow up. You've got to be consistent with your pipeline or you will fail at your job.
Got it. Yeah, that routine, consistent action seems to be one of the secret sauces for most, if not all, businesses when it comes from sales to service delivery to, hey, just make sure that people's paychecks show up on time, right? That
that
focus on ensuring a consistent user experience and a consistent process really does seem to drive high performance.
I agree with that. It is. And that is something my team understands fully. And they want to perform well, not only so that the clients win, but also they win too. Because we do incentivize with money, with special awards. Like, we are incentivizing them to be consistent, so that their performance improve and the client, of course, again, comes back around to growing their business.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things we like to talk about here on Win is the actual wins. And by wins, I mean achievements. You had mentioned to me when we spoke before that NLS had recently set the highest number of appointments ever in March of this year. And that you also have helped support a seven-figure growth path in the first year business. Tell us about that. Those are huge wins.
Yes, we in March it was amazing to see my team really take, you know, the challenges that we were facing with appointment setting and turn that into success and hit their goals. Everyone on my team got bonused in March. They hit, our bonus structure is based off of a number of KPIs, and everyone hit their KPIs. And that was the first time ever for Next Level Services. And with the revenue, it's unbelievable because I have listened to you and my former, or my, really still my mentor, Carrie Simpson, and my former mentor, Tracy Orisco. I listened to them and I put their suggestions to work and followed. We were a traction shop at the previous call center, and I took everything I learned, put it into action. And if you follow it and you stay consistent, you can achieve the impossible, because most businesses are not profitable in their first year. So I am proud to say I was profitable and I followed through on every commitment and every suggestion that was given to me to make sure that I was successful. And most importantly, my team was successful.
Yeah, and I, one thing that jumps out at me as I listened, listeners, as I listened to your statements about that achievement, was that the consistency, the follow-up, follow-through, that laser focus on KPIs or key performance indicators and data, and slow, steady, driven improvement for the team led to results. The other thing that really bumps out at me is profitable growth, and that's such a passion point of mine. You see in today's private equity and venture capital and just revenue-driven environment, there are companies like some major taxi cab replacement organizations that come to mind that have been in business many, many years and have not actually turned a bottom-line profit. While they have had revenue growth, or the dollars coming in the door have grown, they're spending more money than they're making. They're actually losing money year over year. There isn't any return for the business. And at that point, that doesn't sound like a business to me. That sounds like a charity.
Oh, trust me. I have, what, my husband was a former taxi driver and ride share driver. And trust me, I wanted to rip that structure down and start. I had plenty of opinions on that from what I've learned. And even though they had been in business longer than myself, I still was like, no, that is not correct way. But, you know, you can't save the world, as people have told me. But I think about that as well. But I learned from those mistakes. It's consistent doing your research, too. Looking at, you know, mistakes other companies may have made and trying to learn from that to make your processes and procedures consistent and better, and making sure that you're taking that profit and investing it into things that help your company and your people keep growing instead of growing and then declining. So it's being smart with the profit that really helps too, and asking, especially if you haven't been in the business world long or you haven't been running a business a long time, do not be afraid to ask people for help, because I see that as a mistake with consistency and growth, is not speaking up when you're stuck.
Yeah, that's that has been one area that that resonates so strong with me, and really one of the core strategies that I took with diving into Richardson and Richardson, and some of the other roles that I have on my plate now. I'm consistently reaching out to people and asking for feedback, asking for input, advice, trying to learn from my peers and mentors and those who have came before me, which. When I did my first rodeo in the IT services space, I lived on an island for many, many, many years before seriously listening to outside parties and taking their counsel, and it did nothing but hamper me. So I celebrate that focus on not only growing profitably, but also making sure that you're growing in terms of knowledge base. Every day, every month, every year, through solicitation of ideas and feedback from the community.
Yep.
So what I always like to do is always like to wind up on something. We talked about the challenge we're focused on. We talked about achievements that we have done, what we've done. And the natural question, the place where I always love to leave things off, is what's next? What's that opportunity that you're seeing? You had mentioned when we spoke that you had a 5-year business plan, and there was a pretty big legacy item that you had shared with me that I wanted to have you mention here on the podcast. What's a target that you have over the next 5 years for impact for Next Level Services?
When I started, it was very important to, from what I learned from being on the executive team at the call center I worked at, was making a 5-year plan. And one of the items that comes next is, in my hometown, you have to drive about 2, 3, 4, 5 hours to get help in the addiction community. So if you have an addiction to something, there's not a lot of resources in the Triad area of where I live. So I am a recovering alcoholic addict, and that's why I moved to Las Vegas. And the recovery atmosphere out there is amazing. I mean, everywhere you turn, there is help. So when I started my business, I wanted to give back what has been given to me. And one of our ideas, or one of our goals, is to open up a sober living house here to help with the opiate crisis that's happening around us and all the overdoses, to have somewhere more convenient for people to get help and also give them a second chance like I have been given. And it would be, they would have an opportunity to work for me, because we are a second chance company. We, like I said, we don't care about your past, we only care about where you're going. So with the sober living house, it would give the Triad a closer place for people to get help and hopefully to save more lives and to help people gain that recovery that is so special to me. And I want to give back to my community and give back to the program and, you know, help people that want the help. So that is a big goal for us to come in the next 5 years.
That is an awesome bit of impact, and so refreshing and inspiring to hear about a business mission for a for-profit company that has nothing to do with profit and everything to do with reinvestment in the community and paying it forward. And with that out there, that's going to wind up our time today. Sierra, I want to thank you for being on the WIN podcast from Richardson & Richardson. Those of you who have been listening, you can connect with Sierra on LinkedIn. Just find her as Sierra Chase, or you can visit her website at nextlevelservices.us. This is Ian Richardson from Richardson & Richardson Consulting, and you can find us online, rnr.consulting. This podcast will be posted to all major platforms. Find us on LinkedIn, link, subscribe, share, and invite a friend. If you're interested in being on WIN, go ahead and visit us online at the web, rnr.consulting, and click on WIN. You'll find details on how to be a guest there. Or you can just connect with me on LinkedIn and say, hey, Ian, I want to hang out and chat. Sierra, thank you so much for being on. Any final thoughts as we close this down?
I would just like to thank you for having me on. It's been a privilege. And to the IT channel and anyone listening, remember to pay it forward, be consistent, and also remember you have an impact on this world, so don't waste it.
Thank you, Sierra. With that, we'll see y'all next time.
All right.
You've been listening to WIN with Richardson & Richardson, What's Important Now. We're so glad you've joined us and know you're one step closer to winning big in your business too. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to connect@rnr.consulting. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you'll easily know when new episodes are available. Until next time, you can win, and we're here to help.